Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that Edwards refused to use. No doubt. Starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 2nd in the year of our Lord 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Man, have we got a lot to cover today, folks. Hour one of the Saturday broadcast, we usually do the news the networks refuse to use, Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. And man, we talk about a lot of news in this thing. It's amazing how much news we cover in a week. So we start with last Saturday, so the second hour of the broadcast, if you will. And we cover all the way through yesterday's broadcast. So what do you got? 11 hours of radio, basically, that we cover. And we cover it in 1 hour. So 11 hours to one. It's kind of a summary broadcast. The weekend review of all that we talk about. And what it does is it really highlights how important the stories are that we cover. And how important our take is on those stories. You say, well, why, Sam, why do you think your coverage or your take is so important compared to everybody else's? Well, for a lot of reasons. But primarily the biggest reason, folks, that I think the coverage that we have is really important is because we talk about it from a constitutional perspective. Very few people really have the Constitution firmly in mind when they talk policy, when they discuss these issues. Very few people really understand how to put things in a constitutional context. That's number one. And the Constitution, like it or not, is the supreme law of our land. It isn't debatable. Okay, it is the supreme law. And therefore, we need to gauge all discussions, politically speaking, relating to the law. The supreme law, I might add. Not in manipulated fashion, but in the traditions of our founding fathers. With all of its checks and balances, with all of its grandeur and its blessing and benefit, and people who understand it and defend it, right? All right, the second reason is because we don't believe that there are political discussions. I know I mentioned politics quite a bit on this program, but that's because that's the term the world uses. I don't believe there's anything political. I really don't. I think every discussion is a moral discussion, right? And so I don't believe that it's politics. Why is it a moral discussion? Because everything comes back to morality in the end. That's why. It's important to understand that. It's important to deal with that reality. All right? It's important. And so we put things in a constitutional perspective. When we put things in a moral discussion, now you think about God, family, and country being all critical. And you also think about the protection of life, liberty, and property. So we defend God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property. So when you put things in a constitutional moral perspective with a goal of defending and protecting and promoting God, family, and country and life, liberty, and property, those six words sum up the moral discussion. Everything needs to be tied back to the commandments of God. That's the uniqueness of our nation. We look to God, not government, for solutions. We look to the family, not to society at large, for answers, for safety, for security, for stability, right? And we look to country in the fashion of our founding fathers, in that government isn't just an end-all and be-all. Government is a check and balance system designed out of necessity to bless us as a people, but understanding clearly that the checks and balances make sure government never gets too powerful. That's why it's God, family, country. Right. Anyway, with that perspective, then the stories we talk about and the context we put things in mattereth a lot. All right. So last Saturday, believe it or not, I know it seems like it was like years ago, feels like forever, but it was only a week ago. We talked about the shutdown ended with no funding for the wall. Donald got attacked by a lot of conservatives saying, oh, he melted down. He blinked first. He failed. I don't see it that way. I see it that he blinked first. But I see it as a good thing because we don't need government shutdown. Look, we didn't hire them to fail. We didn't hire them to get paid while they keep government closed. We need to keep the proper role of limited constitutional government open. We need to shut down unconstitutional government. There's no doubt about that. But it doesn't change the fact that we didn't hire them to shut things down. In fact, I debate constitutionally if they even have authority to shut it all down. You could say, well, Sam, they control the purse strings. I get it. But we didn't hire them to shut things down. Think about it a little differently, will you? What if I said, I got a home here, and I'm going to rent this home out, and it's going to bring in money, and it's going to carry out its function here to provide a roof over somebody's head and bring my family money, and okay, it's got all these purposes. I'm going to put you in charge of the home, and I'm going to go out of the country. I'm going to be gone, unable to be contacted. I'm just hands off. I got to leave. So I put you in charge, and I leave. And the second I leave, you decide, you know what? I don't really like the job Sam's given me. I'm going to go ahead and kick the renters out and shut down the house and board it all up and lock it all up. And so you do. 2 years later, I come back and I say, hey, man, how'd everything go? And you go, well, you know, it went fine. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's all boarded up and there's no money in the bank account. And it's a total meltdown. And you're like, hey, man, I just didn't like the renters in there, you know? Not going very well. They weren't tending to the lawn. They weren't doing a good job chewing the trees. They had bicycles and tricycles all over the place, even a jacked up car in the lawn. Man, what's, well, look, I didn't give you authority to just shut the thing down and not bring in any money. Okay. And I look at that as akin to the proper role of constitutional government. We hired these people to represent us in government. We didn't hire them to have a political standoff and shut down the proper role of government. The needful proper role of government, we didn't give them authority. So anyway, that's the constitutional perspective. We take one story, the government shut down with no ending, or I'm sorry, with no funding for the border wall. Well, again, the shutdown is what we educate about. Senator Rand Paul said we need to get a government shutdown prevention act in place. And he wants to cut 1% from the budget every quarter. They keep government without agreements or without proper operating guidelines and authority and it's appropriate agreed upon spending. He's right as rain, folks. He's right as rain. So that's the constitutional reality we need to talk about. Second hour on the broadcast on last Saturday, we had David Clark Jr. He's former Milwaukee, Wisconsin sheriff. He's a spokesman for America First Action PAC. Does a phenomenal job. His job is to get Donald Trump elected in 2020. And he said, if you're looking for compromise, you come to the wrong place. His website is americassheriff.com. And we talked about wanted new conservative fighters, says Sheriff David Clark. It's a great article he wrote, published all over the place. Wanted new conservative fighters, Sheriff David Clark. We need political, quote, street fighters. The goal? We need brawlers, he said. I'm sorry. The goal is to help President Trump push back against the swamp, the deep state, and never Trumpers are on the right, along with the Washington establishment. In other words, we got to push back on that. He's absolutely right. In every way, he's right. He's not talking about getting violent, but he is talking about standing your ground. All right? For example, the double standards in America have got to stop. This idea that a white man can be a racist, but a black man can never be a racist. Okay, that's a lie. Hey, people who treat people differently because of the color of their skin are racist. It's got to stop. But even if you treat somebody differently because of their skin, I don't agree with it. But you know what? Part of America is that people have the right to their own thoughts, their own beliefs. Even if you don't like them, right? Even if you're not comfortable with that, you can't just eject them from the national discourse because of that. And so I've always discussed, what's worse, somebody who believes they're superior than somebody else because of their skin color, say a white supremacist, as they use the term, versus an abortionist. Who's worse? Who's worse, the racist guy, the abortionist, or Al-Qaeda? Right? So you've got this scenario where all those things in my mind are bad, but I don't know that you could just shut somebody down from political discourse. I don't know if you can just pretend somebody doesn't have a seat at the table because of those things. They have every right to their opinion. If somebody says, I believe that I'm better because I'm white, hey, that's a horrible belief in my opinion. And I think that we need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and teach them that we're all God's children. And he made all of us differently. And by the way, he even made the black person, to you white supremacists, he made the black person in his image. Male and female created he them. See? And so I think we need to spend time rather than just shunning these people, educating them and working with them and helping them understand. I agree, a black person and a white person are different. They've got different color skins. Oftentimes they have different cultures. They have different talents and capabilities, just like individuals do. So do cultural and racial differences. I'll give you an example. The doctor of our society grew up in the medical profession with a very unique view of medicine, right? Primarily taught people prescribed drugs as their plan. The Indians of old, or the Native Americans, and the Chinese medicine man have completely different views on how to look at health. They're more holistic in their approach. They're more natural in their approach. It's not as allopathic medicine-ish, if you will. They're more into herbs rather than drugs. They're more into natural solutions. They're more into treating the whole body as opposed to a symptom, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of times they're into preventative health care before it ever starts as opposed to post-problem health care. Okay, there's a big difference. Now, can I say that the Indians less intelligent or the Native Americans less intelligent or less valuable or than the so-called trained medical professional in modern society versus the Chinese practitioner? Okay, I can't say those things. They're different. And we gravitate towards different things based on our skill sets, based on our comfort zones, based on our aptitudes and our... Okay, there's nothing wrong with those differences, folks. Some people say, well, some people are just great innovators. Other people are like, hey, we're not great innovators, but we're great duplicators. We can turn something into a process and make it just run like clockwork. There's value in all that we bring to the table around the world. Let's make all countries great, ladies and gentlemen. Let's reject racism, but let's stand and understand there's differences. There's nothing wrong with people wanting to spend time with their own. There's nothing wrong with free association or an unwillingness to associate if someone chooses. We're all God's children. Let's act like it, shall we?
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Anyway, Liberty Roundtable Live. We're talking about our hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use recap. So on Monday last week, we talked about, we talked with our guest, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org, and we talked about these legislative surveys that he's getting. And the problem with these surveys is they ask all the wrong questions. They're basically like this. We're socialist and communist, and how can we advance our causes? And which five ways in order of priority do you want us to promote these agendas? And the problem with the surveys is I reject them all. They're asking all the wrong questions. The only question I would have is, how do we uphold the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America? How do we insist on the checks and balances that can protect us from one group, one organization, one entity, one party, whatever you want to call it, getting too much power? And how do we carry out the proper constitutional role of government and reject anything more or less than this? That's what we ought to be asking. But these surveys don't ask any such thing. They just simply want to know which socialism ideas resonate with you the most and how can we advance them. It's a shame. And these surveys are dishonest. They're morally dishonest, folks. They're intellectually dishonest. All right, like a boss, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump donates his third quarter salary, $100,000, I guess it is, to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. By the way, Trump never drinks. His older brother drank, and now he's passed away, dead. And Donald really has an understanding and a desire to have less alcohol in society. Now, again, I wouldn't promote prohibition, because I believe people have choices and agencies and government ought not play the role of trying to stop everybody from doing everything. But I would say this, alcohol is horrible. And I think the more private sector, we can educate people about how evil alcohol really is. It's a rare person that can know when to say when. It's a rare person that can make sure they never drive when they drink. It's a rare person that can handle the toxicity of alcohol and handle the addiction that alcohol brings. And very few people can handle the attack on their sobriety and stability and safety and morality. And, you know, when the inhibitions fall away and people act wrongfully, it breaks up so many marriages and abuses so many women and children. And, you know, alcohol is really evil. So I say, like a boss, President Trump donates his salary. You can say, well, it's no big deal for a rich guy like him. It's the point. He didn't have to do that. He chose to do that. And you got to give credit where credit's due. That's one of the unique things about Liberty Roundtable Live. Also, we don't have friends and enemies. We don't have political sides or issues that we play games with. Look, when people do right, we commend them. When people do wrong, we bring up our reasons why it's a concern. We bring up our not only why it's wrong, but what we believe the solutions to be. See, we don't just bring up problems and stop short of solutions. We bring you all the way to the solution. So I commend Donald Trump. I think we ought to have a private sector campaign against alcohol and drugs and smoking. And hey, that stuff will ruin your life, man. You're better off not doing it. You just are. But I wouldn't propose to do it by force. Well, Rand Paul introduced S-148, Audit the Fed, and Thomas Massie introduced Audit the Fed in the House as a companion bill. It's H.R. 24, so good for Thomas and Rand. We got to keep Audit the Fed and end the Fed alive, ladies and gentlemen. We need to return to the honest money of the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. I'll tell you that right now. And the sooner we do it, the better. We need to really urge the Senate not to confirm William Barr. The guy's absolutely a deep state entity. He's nothing but trouble. He's been behind so many scandals, it will rock your world to even contemplate. William Barr's a bad guy. Do not confirm William Barr. Donald, pick somebody good and honest. This time, for once, my friend, reach outside the deep state, would you please? William Barr is absolutely a swamp's creature of swamp's creature. He is a personification of all the evil and wickedness that has gone on in Washington during the past 30 years. I'm telling you right now, Barr was a key player in the Iran-Contra scandal. He stonewalled and stopped investigations into all Bush, Clinton, and more CIA crimes. The guy's a disaster. Not to mention that Barr's a big supporter of the U.S. Patriot Act and a big fan of seizing people's property through asset forfeiture. Barr promotes, quote, red flag gun control laws. I mean, this guy's just bad news, folks. I don't understand how Donald even got wrapped up with a goofball like that. We also talked second hour to Scott Bradley. To preserve the nation is his goal. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com. He has incredible webinars, videos online. Check those out. He's on with us once a week. And we talked about Jerome Corsi says he's happy to testify against Stone. That's the Klayman Law Group. Turns out I talked to Jerome Corsi last Friday or yesterday on the air. He was our guest, and he basically said he's not happy to testify against anybody. He will not lie, so he'll tell the truth, but he also believes Roger Stone is his friend, and we believe the government's trying to pit Jerome and Roger against each other, and they need to be wise enough not to let that divide happen. Tell the truth. That's all we ask. CNN's presence at Roger Stone's arrest raises serious questions. Donald said he might look into this. Well, Donald, I really hope you do, my friend. I hope you're not just all talk and no action. Because, man, a lot of the things you claim to do, buddy, like you're going to get rid of gun-free zones on the first day. You're going to build the wall. I haven't seen those things happen, President Trump. And I really, you're going to, you know, sue the New York Times. Well, rather than sue them, you sat down in an interview with them just a couple of days ago as if they're your best buddies. Okay. You wanted a private dinner with them. And they said, no, let's do it publicly. Wow. All right. So I pray that Donald Trump really looks into this Roger Stone arrest scandal. And I hope we can get to the bottom of it. I think the FBI and these goons that raided Roger Stone's house, I think they're completely out of line, folks. Absolutely out of line. USA calls on the world to pick a side in Venezuela. We're going to talk about that second hour with Cliff Kincaid. I don't think we ought to do it, folks. I really, really don't think we ought to do it. Why do we need to pick a side, huh? Why don't we get out of these foreign entanglements like the founding fathers warned us? All right, we talked about half of Facebook accounts are fake, says Zuckerberg's former classmate in Harvard. Wow, that's shocking. We talked about Google and Facebook broke company records for U.S. government lobbying in 2018. Buddy, they're headed to Washington and putting in the cash for special privileges and favors. This is where we have a problem with this. They're free to do what they want with their money. What they're not free to do is use their money to pull the lever of government in the favor of the few at the expense of the many. Any politician that plays ball with these big lobbying groups should be fired. How do you fire them? Next election cycle, you make sure they don't win. All right, we talked about pro-life grandmother. Her name is Sandra Merritt. She's been targeted for criminal prosecution by California's Attorney General, acting in coordination with Planned Parenthood. Our prayers are with Sandra. What a shame scenario when she's standing up for pro-life and she exposed criminal activity by Planned Parenthood and others, and she's the one on trial. Imagine that. We talked about last week, USPS increased prices for stamps and other services in 2019. So stamps are going up, and just call it inflation, folks, in the dishonest money system we find ourselves. Fiat money always inflates. It's the only way for it to stay alive. We talked about, is Hillary Clinton running in 2020? Many people say yes. She probably will. Howard Schultz may run for president as an independent. Do you think he'll do that, or do you think it's all talk? Donald Trump says he's too chicken to run. Well, I don't know. All I know is this. It'll make it a whole lot easier for one of the insiders to win if a third party runs. But I support third parties, so there you go. All right. Schultz, by the way, could get Trump reelected, some are saying. I don't know about that. It might get Hillary elected, too. Be very, very, very careful. We talked about at least 18 killed in twin bomb attack on Philippine church. And we talked about we're not immune from these attacks on churches right here at home in the Olympic state of Utah. I guess a Saturday morning blaze destroyed a St. George, Utah church. I guess it was arson, intentional arson. So we're not immune from this stuff at all. That was Monday's broadcast. On Tuesday, we had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards. He does his own radio program called thepoliticalcesspool.org. We talked about a lot of stories with him. We talked about the fact that it could hit minus 14 degrees, and that's the high. We talked about a polar vortex returned this week, promising life-threatening low temperatures that could shatter records. Boy, did it. They say the deepest freeze in decades. Governor Tony Evers of Wisconsin declared an emergency and told the National Guard, be ready to help, it's so bad. In Chicago, it was so cold, city leaders deployed a term they're called buses. They're calling them global, well, let me say this over. They're not global warming centers, they're mobile warming centers. The buses are mobile warming centers is what they're calling them. Wow. We talked about Donald Trump accepts the offer to give State of the Union. It's set for February the 5th. That's coming up soon, right? Let's see, what would that be on Tuesday? He's going to give it in the House. I wish he would have went live on the border. We talked about racial bias in algorithms. They say it's a well-documented reality. We talked about facial recognition works best if you're a white guy, writes the New York Times. Is that a racist statement? Facial recognition works best if you're a white guy? Donald Trump will meet hundreds of young black leaders of the White House for a Young Black Leaders Summit. That was a while ago, but is that racist to do?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The governor of Virginia is under fire, first because of comments he made in support of allowing late-term abortions when the fetus is unable to survive after birth. Then a photo surfaced of him and another person dressed in blackface and a KKK robe from when he was in medical school. WTKR-TV's Margaret Kavanaugh reports.
The governor acknowledges the hurt inflicted by the picture, but says in his video message that he does not want to step down.
And I am ready to do the hard work of regaining your trust. I have spent the past year as your governor fighting for a Virginia that works better for all people.
The governor came under a firestorm of criticism this week after he talked about late-term abortions during this interview. He claims he was describing a medical situation in rare circumstances and says his comments were taken out of context.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Moscow has denounced President Trump's decision to leave a landmark Cold War nuclear missile treaty, saying it was part of a plan to get out of its international legal obligations. The president said the U.S. was suspending the obligations under the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty starting immediately.
First of all, you have to add countries, obviously, it's old. But very importantly, one side has not been adhering to it. We have, but one side hasn't. So unless they're going to adhere, we shouldn't be the only one.
The president has an update on border security. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
President Trump says there's a good chance he will declare a national emergency at the border between the United States and Mexico.
But we will be looking at a national emergency because I don't think anything's going to happen. I think the Democrats don't want border security. And when I hear them talking about the fact that walls are immoral and walls don't work, they know they work.
This is USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman live. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Week in review continues now. All right. USA calls on world to pick a side on Venezuela. I got a problem with that whole idea. Do you? Why are we picking sides? Okay, all sides in that debate are socialist, right? Anyway, it's interesting how we want to just always be right, always be in the middle of every world conflict and every situation, and we lie to ourselves and say it's to keep peace at home. All right, we talked about a flashback. Liberal darlings, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Sarah Silverman all wore blackface. See, they're racist as all get out, right? We talked about Sinead O'Connor. White people are disgusting. Now, isn't that a racist thing to say? I don't know how you should say that about a black person or a white person. What a broad brush. White people are disgusting? Wow. We talked about a leader of the NAACP, Bishop Talbert Swan. This guy tweeted that white women are very happy with white supremacy, and he went on to assert that they embrace bigotry, racism, misogyny, pedophilia, sexual abuse, and it's pure trash, he says. Okay, what a broad brush again. All white women are racist? Well, especially the ones that voted for Donald Trump, you see. Wow, I'm just telling you, racist is all get out. These people are off the charts. We talked about Jewish leaders called for new editions of the Bible and the Quran to carry, quote, trigger warnings. You know, like warnings like on a cigarette pack, this is hazardous to your health. But these would highlight anti-Semitic passages. They're basically saying the Bible's anti-Semitic now. Wow. University of Denver, believes it or not, hosts a, quote, white privilege symposium focusing on how white people can hold themselves accountable for being white. Do I need to be accountable for being white? Or can we just say that's the way God made me and I need to treat other people kindly and realize God made them the way they are also? We all ought to be accountable for our actions individually. But I'm not responsible for Adam's transgression. And I'm also not responsible for the way other white people have lived their lives. And we all need to be kind to one another and treat people with dignity. And, well, just remember this. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, might, mind, and strength. And the second one's likened to it. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Who's thy neighbor? Well, go look at the Good Samaritan for your example, ladies and gentlemen. We believe in these Christian principles. They're not just rhetoric to us. But people should have free association if they want to spend time with people or not as they choose, right? That's not racism. All right, by the way, Santa Barbara City College is in the news. And I guess Board of Trustees president over there, he says goodbye to the Pledge of Allegiance because it's white nationalist history. Designed to keep everybody else down, he says. Get rid of the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. See, this guy's a nutcase. I thought that the, you know, Pledge of Allegiance said one nation under God. That's pretty uniting, if you ask me. That's what the founders believed. And what? How does it end? Let's see. I pledge allegiance to the flag for the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for who? White people? No. All, my friend. Wow. I guess her name is Megan Neely is her name. And she's a Duke assistant professor down there. And she had to step down from her administrative position after sending an email advising students not to speak Chinese. You say, well, what kind of a racist thing is that? Well, what happened is she overheard a couple of professors talking about this, and they were saying that Chinese people are speaking super loud Chinese in the hallways, and they're not speaking English. And these professors went on to say it's going to hurt their careers, and it's going to hurt their academic, you know, achievement or whatever you want to say, their scholastic advancement because of this. And so she just basically sent out an email saying, hey, you know, you really need to assimilate. You need to speak English. You need to work together on this stuff. And she wasn't even giving her opinion as much as she was trying to provide guidance for these people. And she's the one that got attacked. Now, I think whatever country you're in, you ought to try to learn their language and assimilate into their culture if you plan to spend a lot of time there. If you go to China, you really should try to do your best to learn Chinese and assimilate into their culture. It's not about English or Americans or white people. It's about whatever culture you're in. You ought to try to understand it and become part of it. If you do, your ability to advance in that culture will increase, I promise. If I'm in China and I learn Chinese, my ability to advance in the Chinese culture and Chinese society would be much, much improved. That was the only point. But see, you can't say that now. Well, anybody can say it, but the white person can't. That's the problem. By the way, racist Tom Brokaw melts down. Tom said, quote, I also happen to believe that the Hispanics should work harder at assimilation into our society. Wow. So there, Tom just melted down. He apologized for his racist statements, and he just melted down when they attacked him over it. He should have stood strong. He also said, hey, a lot of people are concerned behind the scenes about, you know, having their babies turn brown, and they're concerned about all this illegal crossing the border. And okay, what they do is they attack us white people for saying we're not willing to discuss race. And then we bring up genuine concerns and genuine issues, and then they attack us as if we're racist for even talking about it. You can't win. So Donald Trump at least stands up a little bit. Trump, the journalist, I'm not a racist. Your question is racist, says Trump. I think that's often true. I think oftentimes it's not even our response. Look, there's nothing wrong with saying if you speak the language of the culture you're in, you will advance more than if you don't learn their language. If you learn to behave in a society the way the society behaves, for the most part, you'll do better. I don't think there's any debate about that, and it's not racist to highlight that. Minnesota House candidate uses the, quote, N-word to describe himself in his own campaign ad. He says, I want to be your servant. I want to be your N-word. Elect me. He said he did it to highlight this double standard that I'm speaking of. He says it's wrong and it's got to stop. And there you go. We talked about 1,000 journalists got laid off in mainstream media last week. I hope they go get a job doing something else, but I wish they'd be a little less abusive to the rest of us. The media has turned out to be an enemy of the people. Donald's highlighted that reality, and I think Americans believe it. We talked about Nick Sandman. That's the teenage kid. The guy's, what, 15 years old? He wore a Make America Great Again hat. He's a Christian. He got attacked by this Indian guy, and these black disciples or black Israelites or were attacking them and everything else, and the mainstream press ran with the lie and tried to make the Christian Make America Great Again Catholic teen the enemy, but video proved him to be the best guy of them all. We need to look into that big time. All right, that was Tuesday's news on Wednesday. We talked about failed Georgia candidate Stacey Abrams will give the, quote, State of the Union response for the Democrats. I've never seen a failed candidate give the State of the Union response before. They must be desperate for new leaders. But this lady's a nutcase. I mean, she has armed black people running around her elections and stuff like that. Just wild. Right, we talked about North Carolina Representative Mark Meadows. He's reelected as chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Mark is a decent guy, I think, but man, I'm a little disappointed. On the New American Freedom Index, Mark Meadows only has a 73%. That's not very impressive. And now you kind of wonder why we don't do better in the Freedom Caucuses, because some of your leaders aren't even constitutional, folks. That's why. They might be better than the you know, pro-death agenda folks, the pro-socialist, openly in-your-face socialist folks. Right? But they're not real constitutionalists. And Mark's not either. Right, the FBI says, remember this guy Stephen Paddock? That's the guy that went ballistic at the Vegas hotel and shot down on the concert-going people or whatever? Okay, they did this big, long investigation. At the end, the FBI said, we don't even know why he did it. We're closing the investigation. What a shame. In my opinion, there's too many cover-ups in that story for them to admit the truth, because we're getting too good at ferreting out the answers these days. And they don't want to deal with that. Howard Schultz, America doesn't want far-left ideas like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's spouting. I mean, we don't want a 70% tax targeting the wealthy. He says we're off that. He's highlighting a point that most Americans agree with. We don't want these nuts. Howard Schultz, believe it or not, got heckled within seconds of his first campaign appearance in New York City. They say, go back to Davos. So the other billionaires, they attack him. Again, it's out of line, folks. These just attacks on everybody all the time. We need a dialogue for civil politeness or whatever you want to call it. I wrote an article about this called A Clarion Call for Civility. I'm just telling you, wow. Schultz, believe it or not, hires ex-Obama aide Bill Burton as his communications advisor. What do you think of that? Wow. So, you know, this Howard Schultz guy must be hanging out with the Obama guys. I don't know that there's a whole lot of difference between Schultz and Ocasio-Cortez personally. We talked about Howard Schultz could actually win the presidency, believe it or not. We talked about Tom Fitton, that's the Judicial Watch leader, says, believe it or not, Nancy Pelosi's love of flying at taxpayers' expense is well documented. We also talked about a Massachusetts man clings to the hood of an SUV in a road rage incident. That's kind of a bad deal as well. We need civil behavior in our society. I'll tell you that right now. Quick pause, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
All right, our recap in review continues. Roger Stone pleads not guilty to charges in Mueller investigation. Trump says growth economically is unstoppable. Economists are warning otherwise. Donald, I'm telling you right now, as long as they have dishonest money and all these out-of-control Obama holdover regulations, buddy, they can shut your economy down in 2 seconds. Don't fool yourself. They got the plunge protection team in place. They got dishonest money in place. They got global banks in place. Don't be so sure. Now, if we move to honest money, we get government out of the things that ought not be in, we look at the supreme law of the land and move to the things that made the greatest economic engine in the world work, then you're right, Donald. But without that, I'm telling you, they could subvert your economy in about 2 seconds, brother. Be very careful. And they might just do that for the election to get their way, huh? All right, second hour on Wednesday, we had Tim Alders, our guest. He considers himself a true Republican. He's a pro-life true Republican. TimAlders.com is his website, A-A-L-D-E-R-S. And we talked about Tim has two new books coming out right away. Origins of Liberty is the first one. The second one is Design Your Own Dreams. He's putting seminars together about Design Your Own Dreams, saying, hey, don't just work for the man. Live your life in the way that is meaningful to you. And I really like the idea of the origins of liberty. We talked about House Democrats to strike. So help me God from the oath. That's a shame, big time. See, we cannot take God, family, and country out of our society, folks, or we're in trouble. And you see big attacks on God and family, don't you? And big attacks on country with attacks saying the supreme law of the land is old hat and doesn't matter anymore. Don't let them do it, folks. Double down in defense of God, family, and country, would you please? We talked about a caller. Ken dials in and updates us on the pro-life rallies in Utah. Tremendous job, Ken, and his wife going to those rallies and standing up for pro-life. Good work. We talked about New York aborted over one-third of its babies in a three-year span. And believe it or not, New York just passed a law expanding abortion to the pro-death agenda. It's a shame, folks. It's got to stop. We talked about a doctor hitting back against Andrew Cuomo's new government abortion law labels it as sick. Well, the doctor's right on that one. We talked about New York and the conscience of a nation. We talked about Planned Parenthood flush with taxpayers' cash. I don't know why the Republicans didn't stop this when they had the chance, but they failed, folks. But that means we got to get on it. We got to take charge of our lives. We got to design our own dreams, and we've got to double down in defense of pro-life. We talked about the good news piece, private payroll smashed expectations. That's great news. So the private sector doing better even with the government shutdown, huh? Sheriffs in rural Washington are refusing to enforce latest gun control measures. Good for the sheriffs. I commend them. Thursday's news, we had our guest on, Mr. Brian Russ, RussCoinAndGift.com. We talked about our Honest Money report. We talked about Fox News signs. Former Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy is a contributor. The revolving door between media and government continues. What a sad state of affairs. We talked about Rand Paul, believe it or not, has been awarded $580,000 in damages against his neighbor for abusing him and breaking his ribs. Senator Rand Paul hopes the jury's verdict sends the message that violence is not the answer. I guess Matt Baker, the attorney for the guy that attacked Rand Paul, says they'll appeal the ruling. So there you go. Our prayers are with Rand. Venezuela, believe it or not, has 20 tons of gold ready to ship, the address unknown. We talked about the central bank gold buying hits highest level in half a century. Believe it or not, in 2018, central banks bought the most gold by volume since 1967. That's the year I was born. Wow. We talked about the Russian central bank is leading the way as it looks to reduce its reliance on the United States dollar reserves. Folks, when nations start to jettison the dollar, we're in trouble. Our fake currency will fail. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Does Facebook really know how many fake accounts it has? There's big articles in the mainstream press now talking about calculating how much of Facebook is phony, and I'm telling you, it's big time. Facebook doesn't even have a handle on it. It's an absolute scandal of epic proportions. Facebook is becoming fake book big time. Rush Limbaugh's right on that one. We talked about a company called Duvumi. They're a firm that sold fake followers on Twitter. Well, they got caught and had to settle a case with New York over that issue. They just got a slap on the hand, but it makes the point that these social networks, a lot of it's fake, folks. We talked about Facebook. Believe it or not, even though a lot of it's fake and they're mired in scandal after scandal, Facebook posts record profit. I guess they say capping a grueling year, writes the Wall Street Journal. We talked about Jerome Corsi collected $15,000 a month from InfoWars. And we talked about the Empire actor Jussie Smollett. I guess he was attacked in a possible hate crime, the cops say. The problem is Jussie Smollett's neighbor said that she saw a suspicious redneck with a rope at 2 in the morning. Cameras can't find anything, hardly. Somehow I'm not buying the story. I think it's fake news big time. Anyway, we talked about a student, Bradley Cooper. Guy's 15 years old. He survived the school shooting scare, by the way. Don't confuse this Bradley Cooper with the actor. But anyway, he says we need to arm teachers now. Of course, no coverage unless you're for gun control, right? We talked about U.S. Border Patrol agents seized 41 pounds of meth. I guess drugs are getting across the border. Donald's right on that, huh? There's a Mexican national on our side of the border, too, illegally here with the meth, just so you know. We talked about a terrorist who targeted Americans, takes over Mexican drug cartel on the U.S.-Mexico border. We told you the border leaks like a sieve, folks, and we've got to have a national security answer. It is a national emergency, I'll tell you that right now. We talked about the cartel. Believe it or not, that's the drug cartels in Mexico dumps tortured bodies along a Mexican border city highway. Wow. Donald needs to go down to the border, broadcast live, and highlight that to make his national emergency point, doesn't he? And while it's immoral, the liberals and socialists and Democrats and some Republicans even say, but letting a baby die on the table is not immoral? Interesting. We talked about Chris Kovich wants to build the wall his way, and he claims he has the president's blessing. Well, I think somebody needs to start building the wall like yesterday. We talked about an unpublished Swedish report highlighted that migrant costs are much higher than governments claim. We talked about a majority of Americans approve of Donald Trump's economic policies. A new poll came out and just doubled down and said that. President Trump tweets support for Bibles and Bible classes to be taught in schools. Good for President Trump on that one. We talked about a cure for cancer. Israeli scientists say they might have the cure. They think they can roll it out in a couple of years. Well, I doubt they're right. Usually those things don't see the light of day, but I pray for them and hope that's true. We could use a cure for cancer in this world, couldn't we, folks? We talked about Jussie Smollett. I'm calling it a fake crime, folks. Okay, Chicago police are now saying the Empire actor refuses to turn over his phone records to the cops of the alleged Make America Great Again or MAGA attack. We talked about sexual assaults rise 50% at military academies. The only way to reduce sexual promiscuity is to teach the laws of God, folks, and not to put men and women together in these compromising situations in the military. But I speak out about that, and I'm somehow a misogynist bigot, right? But I think we need to stand on this. We need to stand firm, protecting God, family, and country, and God's laws. We had our guest on, second hour, yesterday's broadcast, Mr. Jerome Corsi, PhD, and he's author of a new book called Silent No More. You can get it at CurseyNation.com or on Amazon. Silent No More, you can get it in written form. You can also get it in audiobook form. Turns out that Jerome reads it himself. Pretty neat stuff. And we talked about the Roger Stone indictment. We talked about it being a tale of two targets. Larry Klayman wrote that piece. We also talked about Sean Hannity on the Roger Stone arrest. Sean says, we've lost our country. Say goodbye. We're in fear of this, folks. This is serious news. The way they attacked Roger Stone and went into his house and just belligerent and unnecessary. Donald said he might look into it. I sure pray he does. We had our guest on second hour, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. And we talked about it's so cold in the Midwest that, believe it or not, hell, Michigan is literally frozen over. We talked about the world's oldest woman who didn't enjoy a single day in her long life now passes away at 129 years old. By the way, she did enjoy her life. The mainstream press just loves to create crazy headlines, don't they? So they manipulate it because of a statement she jokingly made. Anyway, five takeaways from the New York Times interview with President Trump. My question is, Donald Trump, why are you doing these interviews with these goons? Why don't you do interviews with the new media taking center stage, the people that actually will be kind and good and fair and open with you, huh? Anyway, we talked about financial blacklisting now. NewsGuard, that's a web browser plugin, is advising advertisers to avoid the pro-Trump media. The attack's on, folks. Wow. We talked about pardoned ranchers. Win back grazing permits. That's great news. I don't even think they need permits in the first place, but the fact that they're not battling with the federal government and going to jail over it is at least a good start, right? We talked about a jobs blowout, plus 304K, if you will. Labor force participation at era high. Wow. We talked about a gay couple got married by Ginsburg, and I guess now the gay couple's arrested for rape. Oh, boy, the mainstream press won't talk about gay people raping folks, will they? We talked about a woman uses DNA test, finds sperm donor, pays devastating price. It's kind of a big scandal with that. Just weird society we live in, I'll tell you. We talked about Donald Trump is leading, not caving. An article written by Star Parker that's very good indeed. We talked about Willie Brown. So what if I dated Kamala Harris and gave her a bunch of jobs and all that kind of stuff? Well, you got insider trading everywhere. I'll tell you that right now. It's just amazing. That's a recap, ladies and gentlemen, of the hard-hitting news we cover in a single day. I'm sorry, in a week. That's how much news we cover. News the networks refuse to use. Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. We covered all that news this week, and I basically recap it all in 1 hour, the things we talked about. Literally 11-plus hours on the radio boiled down to 1 hour of headlines. We do that to show you how relevant the stories we talk about really are many days later. I mean, you know, last Saturday's news, last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday's news, days ago, right? But still relevant, still important to understand the proper role of limited constitutional government, still important to put them in a perspective related to our agenda. A lot of people pretend they don't have an agenda. We do have an agenda, and we're very clear about that. It is to promote God, family, and country, and it is to protect life, liberty, and property. Okay, we're very simple, very clear about that. If it's constitutional, we love it. If it's not, we hate it, right? We want to basically bring back our country, restore our country. We reject revolution because it's violent and bloody, and very rarely does it even turn out well. And especially, we don't need a revolution when we've got the framework that our founders bled and died for. We've got the framework for peaceful restoration, and that's what we want to focus on. That's where we believe our energy is best spent, if you will. And we got a lot of work to do as Americans, folks. We need to insist on education. Not government education, not indoctrination, but real education. We need to insist on we the people working together. And the more educated we the people are, and the more insistent we are that we have a seat at the table, and the more we can insist on the checks and balances, and the more we can live good, honest, moral lives and promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property, the better off we are. The new media is taking center stage. Please help us. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. The only question left is, will you help us? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.